Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning today's shir in Siman Reish Chav Dalet. We are up to Sivav, the second to last line on page Kuf Mem. We're about to turn on to page 280. The Mechaber says in Sivav, Haroa Chachme Yisrael, one who sees a Chacham from Klal Yisrael, Omer Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Shecholak Mechachmoso Lireyav. He says a bracha to Hashem that he gave out from his wisdom to those who fear him. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Tes, Sha'am Hashem heim chelek eloka udveikim bo. The nation of Hashem, Klal Yisrael, is a chelek of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we're connected to him. Lachain omar shecholak. Therefore, for a Talmud Chacham, for Chachme Yisrael, we use the Lashon of shecholak mechachmoso liyureyav, ma she'en kein lekamei b'siv zayim, which is not the case, as we'll see right now in Siv Zayim. The Mechaber says in Siv Zayim, Haroe Chachmei Umos Ha'olam Ovdei Kol Chavim. One who sees a Chacham from the Umos Ha'olam, who's an Ovdei Kol Chavim, Shechachomim B'Chachmos Ha'olam, that they are wise in the wisdoms of the world. So Omer Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Shenosan Mechachmos Ha'olabasar Vadam. For a Goy, the Baruch is that Hashem gave from his wisdom to Basar Vadam. By Talmud Chacham, by Yisrael, it says, Shecholak Mechachmaso, that's what the Mishabur was addressing, by saying, since Klal Yisrael is a chelek of Hashem, it uses the Lashon of Shecholak Mechachmaso, he gave out from his Chachma to Yireyev. By the Goyim, it says, Shenosan Mechachmaso, Lebasar Vadam, says the Mishabur, Sivkatan Zayin, Sivkatan Yud, rather. So which Chachmas Ha'olam are they considered Chachamim in? Hainu b'hashava Chachmos. This is referring to the seven wisdoms. We discussed exactly what they are. In note number 13, mathematics, other things. La'fuke imheim Chachamim edosam. It's coming to exclude if they are only Chachamim in the religion. Al zeh einu mevara klal. On that you do not make a bracha. Now, a few interesting points to discuss over here. First of all, there's a discussion in the poskim of the bracha of Shecholak Mechachmaso Liyureyav, exactly what point of chachma the person needs to have to make the bracha. Is it Nogia nowadays? Is it not Nogia nowadays? That is a discussion in note number 12 in the back of the Sefer discusses a discussion in the poskim if it applies nowadays and what level of chachma a person actually needs. But we're going to read note number 14 across on page 280. The Al Chacham Yisrael She'enu Chacham Baki Batayra Ela B'Chachma Sa'olam. Let's say you have a wise person that's a Yid, but he's not a massive Talmud Chacham. Rather, he's a Chacham in Chachma Sa'olam. So there, the Shalosh and Shuvas Hisorus Tshuva says Shivarek Shecholak Velo Shenasan. The bracha on him is also Shecholak, because it goes by the fact that he's Yisrael, even though his wisdom is not in Torah, his wisdom is in the Chachma Sa'olam. So that is the Pshita of the Hisorus Tshuva. Achein, however, the Sefer Birchas Abayis Kosov She'ein Levarach Achacham Yisrael Habaki B'Shar Chachmos. You don't make a bracha on a Yisrael who is a Chacham and other Chachmos. Kevan She'ikr Chachmas Yisrael Hi Chachmas HaTorah. The Ikr Chachma for Klal Yisrael is the Chachmas HaTorah. Umi She'einu Osek Ba'einu Chacham. A Yid who's not being Osek in Torah, that's not called a Chacham. She'meinia Chaye Ha'olam Haba Va'osek B'Chaye Olam Hazeh. What kind of business? He's taking away life of the next world, the wisdom of the Torah, which is Chayolam Haban, he's being Osig in Chayolam Haza. Therefore, it says the Sefer Berachos Abayis, he does not warrant a bracha at all. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky in the Sefer Emes Liakov, his topic Becholzeh, he had a suffix about all this. But here we have a machlokes, a wise person who's Yisrael, do you make the regular bracha of Shecholak Mechachmoso, like we make on a Talmud Chacham, or do we make no bracha at all because he's leaving the real Chachma, the Chachma is Yisrael, the Chai Olam Haba, and he's focusing on the wrong Chachma, not the Iker Chachma. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sivches, Al Malchei Yisrael Omer, when one sees a Jewish king, he says, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Shecholak Mikvodo Lireyav. Again, the Lashon of Shecholak by a Yid, that Hashem gave out from his honor to those who fear him. V'al Malchei Umos Ha'olam Ovdei Kol Chavim, one who sees a non-Jewish king, he sees a Melech from Umos Ha'olam Ovdei Kol Chavim. So then he makes the bracha, Baruch Shenosan Mikvodo L'Basar V'Adam. Again, a similar chiluk between Shecholak Mikvodo Lireyav versus Shenosan Mikvodo Says the Mishaburis of Katan Yer Aleph Al Malchei, Umashma begemara afilu suma. The mashmos of the Gemara is even a blind person makes this bracha kishiyodeya shehamelech over mevarech. When he knows the king is passing by, he is able to make these brachos. Look in the Prima Gadim where he leans to say that if he's a blind person who never had vision, although he agrees, you will make the bracha, but he will not make the bracha with the Shem Malchus. If you look at a couple of interesting points in the notes, note number 15. The reason why dafka by a king, the blind person is able to make the bracha, the Prima Gadim explains, kevon shekvodo nikar aflasuma. The honor of the king is recognizable even to the blind person who can't see. Shari emas hamelech mutelas alabrios v'kulam shoskim. The fear of the king is on the people, and everyone is silent when he walks by, so it's nikir even to the suma, therefore you can make the bracha. If you skip down to the third pag of note 15, he says, v'af hamelech rasha. Even on a wicked king, the Kavachayim writes, Shemavarachim, we make this bracha. Achain, al Kesar Germania, Kishabikir be Yerushalayim, when the Kesar Germania, the German Kesar, visited Yerushalayim, Rav Yosef Chaim Zonifel Paschin, Shalol Levarach, you should not make a bracha on him, Kevan Shah Germanim him Mizera Amolik, because the Germans are from the seed of Amalek, Shekosovo Mocho Timche. The Pasuk says we should destroy them, Vechein Das Hastipler, that you would not make a bracha on the Kesar Germania. What about Amelech Yisrael Russia? Let's say there's a Jewish king, but he's a Russia. The Kafachayim writes, She'ein Lomar L'Yireyav. You're not going to say that Hashem gave his cover L'Yireyav. He's not a fear of Hashem. El Lebasa V'dam, Kemo Amalche Umos Olam, she'll make on this Jewish king who is a Russia, the bracha that you make on a Goyish king. Ubalha Imre Emes Megur. The Ger Rebbe, the Imre Emes, is stopping B'melech Yisrael She'ena Yorei Shemayim, who is Masulik about this case, a Jewish king who is not a Yorei Shemayim, Im Lomai L'Yureyav, O Lebasa V'dam, will you say L'Yureyav, because that's the bracha that was Nitkan on the Melech Yisrael, or you say no, on a Basa V'dam, because L'maisa, this person does not fear Hashem, so he warrants the bracha that we say on a Goy. One other point we'll read, and that's note number 16. From this that we say that even a blind person can make a bracha on a king, mikano chiyah b'shalom shuva shevra levi. From here, Rav Ozner proves sha'af al malka mevarachim, that even on a queen we make the bracha. V'af sha'asr lehistakil b'noshim, even though it's asr to be looking at noshim. Mikomokom ein tzarach l'rosa. We see from over here, you don't actually have to see the queen to make the bracha. El edai b'yediyah she'over Hashem, as long as you feel and you notice the silence when she walks by, that warrants the bracha, just like the suma can make a bracha on the king when the king walks by. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, Vayit Yosef Katan Yud Beis, Baruch Shenasa Mikfodo. Again, we said the bracha upon seeing a non-Jewish king is Baruch Shenasa Mikfodo Lebasar Adam. Hashiltonim She'ein Ol Melech Aleihem Lashanos Divrehim. The rulers that do not have the yoke of the king upon them to change their words, v'don v'horeg b'mishpat, and they have the power to judge and to kill in judgment. So mevarach aleihem, we would make a bracha on such a powerful shulton. V'al hasorim shememana hamelach b'chol yer v'ir, but on the officers that the king appoints in each city, tov v'yosher levarach below shem malchus, on them you would make a bracha, but you would not make it with the shem malchus. If you look at note 17, he points out, aval al hamelach atzmo, but on the king himself, Rav Ozner writes, "Shemevarchin olav gamim lefini musi amalchus ena rashi lodim v'laharog levado." The Mishnah Berurah is saying, if there's a shilton, he's not the king, but he's a ruler that's under the king. But if he has full reign to judge and to kill, you make the bracha. But says Rav Ozner, a king himself, even if it's not a place where he can just do whatever he wants, he has to run it by people. He's not the all powerful king, but lemaisa he is a king, and therefore you would make a bracha on such a king. Note number 18. Let's say a person sees a Jewish king who's also from the Chachmei Yisrael. He sees a David HaMelech. So Kosev Gonor Shomaz Amin Orbach, She'en L'tzaref Yachad Es Birchas She'cholak Mechachmaso In Birchas She'cholak Mechfodo. You do not join the two brachos together of Cholak Mechachmaso for the Talmud Chacham aspect and the Cholak Mechfodo for the King aspect. Elo Yevarech Kol Achas Benifrod. Rather, you should make two separate brachos. V'chein Mavur B'shal Shuva Mi'ava U'bal Ha'imri Emes Migur Esavik Bazet. And Imri Emes, once again, is Mesupak if they should be said joined together as one bracha or as two separate brachos. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Tes, Mitzvah lehishtade liros melachim afilu malchei umos haolam. The halacha the Mechaber tells us of Tess is there's a mitzvah to try to see kings, even if they are goyish kings. And the Gemara says, Asvara sheim yiske yavchin ben malchei Yisrael lemalchei akum. The Gemara says in Brachos daf Yutes that if the person is zoyche to be around in the zman of Mashiach, he'll be able to differentiate between the melech HaMashiach and the goyish kings that he sees, and therefore there's a mitzvah to go ahead and to see goyish kings, so you're able to make the comparison when the zman of Mashiach comes. Says the Mishaburah Sefkot in Yudgimel, liros malachim afilu, umutru letami betume shal divem ipnei chvodan. Bein l'malchei Yisrael, bein l'malchei umos ha'olam. Zakta Mishabura, a Kohen is allowed to be metame. Normally he can't be metame for a mace. But if it's only a tuma derabanan, he's allowed to go to see even a non-Jewish king to become tame midirabanan. So we see the seriousness of seeing the non-Jewish king, that even a Kohen is allowed to be metame a tuma derabanan to see not only a Jewish king, but even a goyish king. And if you look at note number 19, we're not going to read it, but he discusses over there in Machlokas, if this is specifically like the Mishabura's mashma, only tuma derabanan or any other issa derabanan, you also can be over in order to have this great schus of seeing a non-Jewish king, so that you'll be able to be mavchin be malchei Yisrael or malchei Akum. Continues the Mishabura v'chein b'pnei kvar abrios. You could also be metami atumah derabanan because of kvar abrios. Chigon leilech l'nacham avelim. The example would be if a person wants to go to be menachem avel, he has to go through some tumah derabanan. That would be permissible as well. Im roeh pam achas hamelech. If a person saw the king already one time, Lo yivato yosem ilimudim leroso. Person shenapi mivato is learning another time to see him. Im lo shebo bechayel yoser ubekava gadol yoser. So a person saw the king already, and now the king comes by again. If he doesn't come with a larger entourage, there's no greater kavod. So then he should not be mevatel is learning to see. And the mashmos is twofold. Number one, the mashmos is that the first time you would be mevatel, you're learning to go see the king. And number two, if he does come with Yoser Kavod, there's a greater honor, and therefore there'll be a greater Havchana Bein Malchei Yisrael and Malchei Akum. The greater you see the kings of the Goyim, the greater you'll realize the Melech HaMashiach outdoes them, and therefore there would be an Inyan to be Mavatali learning a second time to see the Goyish king that comes with the greater honor. If you look at note 22, he points out, Vimro'eu B'sol Shloshim Yom, if you see the king again within 30 days, the Kavachayim writes, Shelo yivarech afilu shekaes ba bekavad gadol yoser. So Kavachayim says, although the Mishabura is bringing down over here from the Sefer Hasidim, that if he comes with a greater covered around him, you'll be mavatel, you're learning, but if it's within 30 days, you would not make another bracha. As we'll see later, these brachos are only said once every 30 days when you're seeing the same king. Says the Mechaber Vaitasif Yud, Haroa bata Yisrael be yeshuvan, one who sees the houses of Klal Yisrael when they're being dwelled in their yeshuv. Kegon be yeshuv by Yesheni, like when Klal Yisrael was in Eretz Yisrael in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash. Omer baruch atah Hashem elokeinu melech haolam matziv gvul almana. You make the bracha that Hashem stands up the boundaries of the almana, referring to the almana of Yerushalayim. If he sees the houses of Klal Yisrael in their destruction, he says, Baruch Dayan HaEmes. If you look in the Mishabura in Sivkatan Yodalat Bate Yisrael, Pirush, Bate Ashira Yisrael Shem Yushovim B'Toykev U'Begvura. It's talking about seeing the houses of the wealthy Yidden that are inhabited in their strength. Kegon B'Yishu B'Yasheni. Rashi says, like in the times of B'Yasheni, you see the powerful Yidden. V'Efshir Dafka B'Eretz Yisrael B'Zman B'Yasheni Komar. It's possible that this bracha is Dafka in Eretz Yisrael and in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash. Aval B'Zman Hazeh. But nowadays, Afilu B'Eretz Yisrael. Lo, Zakta B'Yis Yosei. But nowadays, even Eretz Yisrael, you would not make the bracha. V'yeshem mefarshim kavanas Rashi, and there are those who explain Rashi's kavana differently. That afilu him yushavim ata, even if the wealthy Jews are living now, kimoba bayasheni, like they did then in the time of bayasheni, gamke mevarchin, you will also make the bracha nowadays. That's two understandings of Rashi, who learns this halacha is going on the homes of wealthy Yidden. V'harif pirish bate Yisrael b'yeshuva, and the Rif explains that when the Gemara says bate Yisrael b'yeshuva, not like Rashi, Hainu bote kenesio shemispalim besochon. It's referring to shuls that Klai Yisrael is davening, and that's when you make the bracha. V'chein nogu holam she'ein mevarchan al sharei batim, and that is the minhag olam. They don't make this bracha on seeing other homes. Ki'im al beis ha'knesses, only on shuls, k'sheroa osa biyofia ubisikuna. When you see the shuls in their beauty and in their setup, so then you would make the bracha, according to the Rif, and that is the minhag, not on houses like Rashi. However, the Kasa Bel Yerabah, the Ein Chiluk Bein Eretz Yisrael L'Chutz La'aretz, there is no Chiluk between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, V'afilu B'zman Hazeh, even nowadays. Ube Primigodim Etzadi, the B'zman Hazeh, Tov L'Varach Baruch Matzal Gvul Almona B'lo Shem Malchus. He says, even if you see a Beis HaKnesses nowadays, you would make the bracha, but you would make it without Shem Malchus. And in the Shaar Tzion, he explains, Mipnei Shechosha Shladas Rashi. He is Choshesh for the Shita of Rashi, that it's not talking about shul, it's talking about houses. Therefore, you can't make the bracha on a shul. Therefore, he's Machriya that you'll make a bracha on the shul, but you will leave off the Shem Hashem and the Malchus. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sifyot Aleph. Haroa Bote Ovdei Kolchavim B'Yishuv, and a person who sees the houses of idol worship, or idol worshippers that are in their yishuv, they're inhabited. Omer beis geim yisach Hashem. He should say, the house of the hori Hashem should uproot. Bechurbanon omer kel nekamos Hashem. If you see the houses of idol worshippers destroyed, you say, Hashem is taking revenge on these people. Says the Mishabura, Sekotnet Hezov HaRoa Bote, Lepirish Rashi Hanal, according to the Rashi that we just explained in the last Sif, Hainu Bote Kusim, this is referring to the houses of the Kusim, Sheyoshim B'Shalva V'Hashkid V'Osher, that they're sitting in their serenity and their relaxation and in their wealth. Ulharif Hainu Bote Tfilah Shalem, and according to the Rif, again, it's talking about their place of prayers, just like he learned by the Yidden, it was talking about the Bote Knesios. Says the Mechaber, write this if you'd please. Haroe Kivrei Yisrael Omer, one who sees burial places of Klai Yisrael, he says the bracha, bracha to Hashem, Elkeinu Melech Olam, Asher Yotzar Eschem Badin, V'chuli, it's a lengthy bracha brought down in the Gemara, brachos. V'al Kivrei Ovdei Kochavim Omer, Bosha Imachem, V'chuli, if he sees Kivrei Ovdei Kochavim, so he has a separate mentioning that he says brought down in the Gemara. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Zayin, Kivrei Yisrael, Vim Hoyer Sham Rak Kever Echad, if it was only one kever there, Yesh Omrim She'en Loma Brachazu, some say you don't say this bracha at all. Kiniskina B'Loshen Rabim, since the bracha was established B'Loshen Rabim, it is only said when it's Nogel Rabim, and you would not see it by seeing only one kever. That is a shita of the Yesh Omrim. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sivyud Gimel, Kol birchos ha'ri'iyah, all these birchos ha'ri'iyah, these brachos on seeing things that we've been discussing in the simen, im chazar v'ra uso davar b'so shloshim yom, if you go back and see this same item within 30 days, eino chozer u'mavarach, like we have said earlier, you would not go back and make these brachos within 30 days of the first time. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yodzayin uso davar v'dafka k'shara uso melech, it's dafka talking about where you saw the same king within 30 days, you're not going to make a bracha again on the same king. But if you see a different king, then the different king would warrant a bracha, even though it's within 30 days of seeing the first king. And the same thing applies to what we just mentioned in Sifyud Beis, if you see a different kefir, you would make a bracha, according to those who say you make a bracha on one kefir, according to one who says it has to be kfarim, so if you see kfarim achirim, you would make another bracha, and anything else that is similar. However, Bel Yerabah Sof Simen Reish Chafei Kosov. Bel Yerabah writes at the end of Simen Reish Chafei that Magen Avram Ba'atzmo B'Siv Katan Yotesh Shamashmet Lo Sibir Le'achi. Even though the Magen Avram is the one who is quoting B'Shem D'Ravaz this din, if you see another king, you will make another bracha. But the Mashmos of the Magen Avram himself in Sivkata Nyutes is mashma not that way, and it's mashma that even if it is a different king, you would not make another bracha if it's within 30 days of seeing the first king. The Ayin B'Pischei Tshuva Mashakosha B'Shem Sefer Amudei Or Bazel. Look what the Pischei Tshuva brings down B'Shem the Sefer Amudei Or. If you look at note 26, Shom Kosa Beroa Besa Kfaros Acher Shelo Yevarech Olam Misafek, he brings down that if you see a different Besa Kfaros, you would not make a bracha on it because of the Safek just mentioned. The cost of Aruch HaShulchan, Shem Hitvosvu Shom Kfarim Acherim, if there were new Kfarim that were added, Afilu Ba'usa Beis HaKfaros, even on Beis HaKfaros, Mevarach, then you would make a bracha. Chayin Da'asagon HaShom Zaman Arbach, Shafilu Mitvosvu Kfarim Ba'usa Beis HaKfaros, even if they added other Kfarim in the Beis HaKfaros, Ein Nohagim Lovar Shenis, you would not make a bracha a second time within the 30 days, Ubeprak, She'ein Omeid Ayara Kfarim Achadoshim. Certainly, if you're not standing right by the new graves, V'roa Es Mekomom El Arak Roa, certainly, if you're only far away, seeing it from a distance, certainly that would not warrant a new bracha. We will stop here. That concludes Siman Reish Chaf Dalet and Mirtz Hashem. In the next year, we'll begin Siman Reish Chaf Hei, the bracha of Shechyanu upon seeing a friend after 30 days.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.